Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
It's Easter Sunday! Glory! Somebody said this is like the Super Bowl of Sundays. And that's true. Today's the day that we celebrate that Jesus, the Son of God, that He was crucified on Good Friday, we know that. But 3 days later, all of history changed. Amen? All of history changed because Jesus walked out of the tomb. And so today, I just want to answer two questions for you. You know, I'm a teacher. I like to teach things. And it's, what difference does Easter make? What does the resurrection mean? And then what does it matter to me? You know, today over 1 billion people all over the world are going to celebrate Easter. They're going to celebrate that their king lives. And you know, if 1 billion people are doing something, it's got to be pretty important, right? There's got to be something to it if more than a billion people are doing it. How is it that something that happened 2017 years ago still causes traffic jams and crowds and people talking, still does that today? Because it has power. Amen? I believe in the resurrection. And you know, it's interesting, I like numbers, and they did a poll not long ago, and they said that even 84% of people that never go to church, they said they believe that Jesus rose from the dead. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? And those are people that don't even go to church. It's a historical fact. You may not know this, but over 15 historical references are made. These aren't Bible books or Christian books. These are history books. Over 15 historical references are made that the teacher, the man known as the teacher, Jesus, was crucified, but he rose again. Over 500 people saw him in one occasion. He went and he taught and he talked with people. There's one reference where he even cooked breakfast for people all after he was crucified. And so this was big news. This was big news. Everyone saw him crucified, and then 3 days later, they see him walking around. How many know that's going to get some attention, right? And a lot of people want to say Jesus was a good teacher. Listen, I'm a good teacher. But if I were to, and you probably had a good teacher at your school, somebody that helped you really understand something. But listen, if we got killed and you saw it and somebody took a spear and stabbed it in our side and let our guts pour out just to make sure we were dead, and 3 days later we're walking around talking to people, you wouldn't still call us a good teacher. Amen? You'd be like, there's something more to that. They're not just a good teacher. They are God. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened with Jesus. You know, people can be a good teacher, but once you walk out of a tomb after being dead 3 days before, I think that changes everything. How about you? And so when we think about what it means, what does the resurrection mean? Why do we celebrate it today? Why do we celebrate it every year? Why do we celebrate it really every day? Amen? We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every single day that we look to Him as our Lord and Savior. We say, Lord, we know that You are who You said You are. Amen? You are You are the one You claim to be. The second thing it shows us about Jesus is that He had the power He claimed to have. How many know in the world we live in, there's a lot of people that have a good talk? A lot of people got a good talk. They got a good talk about how powerful they are. But Jesus showed, I've got the power that I say I've got. And then the last thing that the resurrection proves, the difference that it made, it showed that Jesus was who He claimed to be. It showed that He had the power He said He had. And it showed that He can do what He promised He would do. Amen? I don't know about you, but that brings me peace. And so I just want to look at these three things. Jesus is who He claimed to be. In John 11:25, He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live. Amen? You know, that's really an outrageous claim when you think about it. Jesus walked around when he was here on the earth. He walked around saying, I'm God. I'm perfect. I'm the only way to heaven. I'm the Savior of the world. And a lot of people tried to just say that he was crazy. But the truth is, Jesus was either who he said he was, or he was the biggest, craziest liar to ever walk the earth. It's one or the other. But you know what? When he backs up what he said, it proves, hey, he had something going on there. Amen. You know, it's funny. It's a funny thing. You know, my mom, she passed away about 7 years ago. And the longer she's been gone, the more right I find out she is about a lot of stuff. How many in here, when your mom's talking to you, you're just like, whatever, you know? And you know, that doesn't, you start that when you're a teenager, probably, it never ends, especially for us women with our moms. There's just a weird thing that goes on there with all moms and girls. And I would just be like, whatever, mom, whatever. But now the longer she's been gone, man, it's just like, you know what? Mom was right. Mom was right. Mom was right. And you know what? The same thing in such a greater way, when it comes to Jesus, when he went into that tomb, everybody probably thought, oh man, this guy, he was crazy. He was crazy. He was just all talk. He didn't know what he was talking about. He was saying crazy stuff. And it's just crazy. But when he walked out, yes. Everybody's like, wait a minute. Hold up a minute. He was right. He was right. When he walked out of that tomb, he showed he was who he claimed to be. In John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to God the Father except by means of me. That's a pretty strong claim. When we look at that, if you're looking in your Bible, look at that word, the. He said, I am the way. He didn't say I'm one way. He didn't say I'm a good way. He didn't say I'm one of the ways. He said, I am the way. You know, sometimes people say all roads lead to heaven. That's really dumb. That's like saying that you can call any phone number and call your house. Right. How many know there's only one phone number? We probably don't even have house phones anymore. Does anybody still have a house phone? Let's pray for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But you know what? If the power goes out, you know who we're going to go to these guys' house, because we got to make some phone calls, right? But you know, you can't just pick up your phone and dial any number and get the right place. No, it's like when we say all roads lead to heaven. No, Jesus said he is the road. Amen. He is the way. And when a dead guy walks out of a tomb, I'm going to listen to him. Amen. I'm going to listen to him. Next thing that the resurrection shows what difference it makes is Jesus had the power he claimed to have. And this is important for us because he said, all power on earth and in heaven is given to me. All of it. In John 10:18, he said, nobody takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to take it up again. You know, when they came to get him in the garden, when the army came, you may not know this part, but you know that before anything happened, Jesus knocked them all on their butt first. It's like he was just showing them, listen, I'm going to let you take me, but I'm going to let you take me. Because I give my life, amen? I lay my life down. He said, I have the power to lay my life down, and I have the power to take it up again. Jesus has the power he claimed to have. Amen. He has all the power. And you know, the thing about it is, and why this is so important to us, and we'll get to that, is because I don't know about you, but we need power on this earth, yeah. Amen? There's a lot of crazy going on. How many would agree with that? Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on, right? Stuff that we've never seen in our lifetimes, most of us. And now here it is happening. And there can be a sense of hopelessness, a sense of powerlessness. But with Jesus, we can say, there's an old song. I love this song. And it says, because he lives. Anybody know the rest? I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives. Yeah. Amen? Because he lives. When he walked out of that tomb and he was alive, he said, I've got the power, and this power is to make you okay. Amen? Isn't that good? Yeah. That's such good news. He's got the power he said he had, and you know what that means? He can do what he said he could do. Amen. Jesus made a lot of promises. In Mark 10:34, he said, "They will mock and flog and kill me, but after 3 days I will come back to life." You know, the cross was no surprise to Jesus. It was all part of God's plan. He wasn't surprised, like, wow, what's happening here? He knew all along why he was here. He was here to make the way for you and me. Amen? That's why he was here. When you think about it, there's a little bit of humor in the Easter story. How would you feel if you were the Roman soldiers who were put in charge of making sure that he was crucified? You were the one put in charge of making sure that he was killed. You were the one who was put in charge of putting him in the tomb. And then the Bible says they rolled a giant millstone in front of it. And then they put guards on either side of it to watch it 24 hours a day. But then the earth began to shake, and the stone was rolled away, and Jesus himself walked out. The Bible says that those guards were so startled and so filled with fear and amazement that they fainted. They fainted. Imagine going back to their boss and saying, "Listen, I'm telling you, he was dead when we put him in there."
Yeah, come on.
And the boss is saying, "You had one job. You had one job." What could they say?
Come on.
He could do what he promised he would do. When Jesus went into the temple, when they had all the money going, we all know this story, and the Bible says he flipped over the tables and he drove those guys out. You know what they said? They said, "Who are you that you can do this?" And he boldly stood in front of them and he said, "I am God."
Yes.
And you know what they said? The same thing you're saying. Prove it. Prove it. And Jesus said, "Listen, you're going to kill me. But 3 days later, I'm going to walk out.
Amen.
And I'm going to rebuild my church." And that's exactly what he did. Jesus is who he said he was. Amen. He can do what he said he could do. And he could do the promises that he's made for us. What does that mean? Because Jesus did rise. He is who he said he was. He has the power that he said he had, and he can do the promises that he said. But what does that do for me? You know, everybody wants to know, what does that have to do with me? Everybody says, "Jesus did it for me." What does it do for me? Okay, he walked out of the tomb. What does that mean for me? Okay, he had all the power he said he had. What does that matter to me? Okay, he keeps his promises. What does that matter to me? How many want to know, what does that matter to me? How does it affect me? He did it for you, and you need to know why. Number one reason is so your past could be forgiven.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we get halfway through a project. Anybody ever get halfway through a project and just wish you could start all over again?
Yeah.
You know, anybody ever started painting a room? You get watching HGTV, and you're like, "I could do that." Anybody else do that? I mean, you see these people, and it's like they do it in two. They do these big turnarounds. It seems like they do it in one day. You're like, "I could do that." And then you get started, you're halfway through, and you're like, "I don't want to do this." Right? Sometimes that's how we are in life. We get halfway through and we're like, "Man, I wish I could have a do-over. I wish I could do it again. I wish I could change some things." Man, I'm getting ready to turn 50. I know, shocking. It's shocking, right?
Man.
It's shocking, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Better.
You don't look a day over 30, right? But you know, I look back on my life and I think, man, I wish I could do some things different. Wish I could go back and do some things. But I got some good news for you. Because Jesus is who he said he was, because he has the power he said he had, and because he can keep the promises he made, my past can be forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have to live in shame and guilt and condemnation. The Bible says, it's such a powerful verse. He says over in Colossians chapter 2, verse number 14, it says, "He has forgiven all our sins and canceled every record." Every record. Let's see what you got. "He has canceled every record of the debt we owed. Christ has done away with it by nailing it to the cross. You don't need a do-over. You need Jesus. Amen? You need Jesus. Because with him, our past can be forgiven. That's God's pardon program. He says he nailed it to the cross. Jesus paid for my guilt. That means I don't have to pay for it. I heard a pastor say this one time, and I thought it was so good. He said, he was hung for my hang-ups. That's good. Everything I did wrong, you say, what does the resurrection mean? Because Jesus went to that cross for you and me. He said, you know what? You're going to screw up. Look at your neighbor and say, he knows you. He knows you. Jesus knew. He said, you're going to screw up. You're going to make mistakes. But I'm going to make a way for it to be okay. I'm going to make a way for your sins to be forgiven, your past to be reconciled. That's Jesus. Next thing, when we think about why does the resurrection matter? Why are over a billion people celebrating the resurrection of Jesus? Oh, because there's no condemnation awaiting those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that good news? And the next thing is, this is so good. Hold on. I always say, buckle your pew belt because this is just good. You're going to want to jump and shout because the power that Jesus said he had and claimed he had, now that power is for me. Yeah. Amen. You know what that means? That means the problems I have in my life, the things that I can't control, the things that are crazy and going wrong, the things that I don't have an answer to, I know the one who does. Amen? It means the power is here for the problems I have. Amen? So when Jesus walked out of that tomb, it wasn't to show off, although he did. It wasn't just for that. It was to come out and say, listen, I've got all the power, all the authority belongs to me. And you know what we're going to use it for? We're going to use it for you and what you're going through. Jesus said, I'm going to give you the power and the authority. What you need is we need a power that's greater than ourselves. We're never meant to live this life without the power of God with us and for us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 20 says this. How incredibly great is his power? Oh, isn't that good? How incredibly great is his power? Look what it's for, to help those who believe him. The same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. You know where it is now? It's in me. That same power that enabled Jesus to rise from the dead will help you rise from the problems that are going on in your life, will help you rise from sickness, rise from confusion, rise from pain, rise from abuse, rise from destruction, rise from those things. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. The one who was resurrected now resurrects us. Oh, isn't that good? When he walked out of that tomb, he said, listen, I got all the power, and it's for you. Why does the resurrection matter to me? Why does it matter to me? Because it means that I can be forgiven. Jesus took my sin and nailed it to the cross. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Amen? You need to say that. Let's say that. Say, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Every sin, every wrong, everything I've ever done, the things that are dark and black and hidden from anybody else, Jesus saw and still said, I love you enough to give my life. Amen? All so that we could be forgiven. And then we get that power. That power that says that we can rise from any situation. That power that says that there is nothing in this world that is greater than the power of God. Amen? And you may be sitting here saying, well, why do bad things happen then? Listen, just because bad things happen doesn't mean God wants them to happen. Amen? The power of God is in us to stop the bad things from happening. Amen. That's what we're here for. But no matter what has happened, no matter what, you say, oh, my problem is so big. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know where I've been. Let me ask you this question. Were you crucified? Were you beaten? Were you flogged? Was the skin ripped from your back? Were you beaten to the point that you didn't even look human anymore, the Bible says? Were you put on a cross and nails put through the tendons in your wrist and your ankles? Did you die a death so painful and so horrible? And then did you go into the pit of hell itself and grab the keys of death, hell, and the grave? Did you do that? Probably not. But Jesus did.
Yes.
Yes. Amen? And he did all of that so that he could walk out of that tomb and say, I got what you need. Amen? I got what you need. You know, sometimes we hear the words. And some of us in here, we've heard them many times. And maybe you're here today and this is the first time you're hearing about the goodness of God. But sometimes we need to see it. Because there's power in a story we see. It sticks with us. It holds us. And we see the power of the gospel. Amen? The drama team has put together a skit for you to see the power of the gospel. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, that skit gets me every time. That's so powerful. You know, maybe you watched that skit and thought, man, that looks like my life. Started out good, but then I got distracted by things, got pulled away by things, and then I feel like I got the crap beat out of me. Got kicked, got abused, got hurt. But man, when you reach out to Jesus, he comes in like a flood. Amen? Amen? And he helps you, empowers you, gives you the ability to rise above anything. Because when he walked out of that tomb, he had all power and all authority was given to him. And that's why he was able to put that darkness where it goes. The only way to put the darkness where it goes is by receiving Jesus and what he's done for us. He died on a cross so that we could rise again. He was resurrected so we could be resurrected. Amen? That's why it matters. Jesus isn't somebody who just had a bunch of story. He was somebody that proved he was who he said he was, proved he had the power he claimed to have, and proved he would keep his promises. John 17:3 says, this is the way to have eternal life, by knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, the one he sent to earth. The Bible says that Jesus has already paid for your way to heaven. That's news you can use. The Christian is not somebody who accepts religion. A Christian is somebody who has a relationship with God. Amen. We're not talking about religion. It doesn't matter if your background is Catholic, Jewish, Protestant, Mormon, Buddhist, Baptist. It doesn't matter because we're not talking religion. We're talking relationship. Amen. We're talking knowing Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the one who gave his life for all of us and rose again. When we think about hope, the Bible says in 1 Peter 1:3, it says, we have been born again into a life full of hope through Christ rising from the dead. Hope means you don't have anything to fear. You don't fear death anymore because you know that Jesus has taken care of everything. Amen? Would you like to have every sin, everything you've ever done wrong, completely forgiven? Would you like to have a clear conscience? Would you like to be able to sleep peacefully at night? Would you like to know that every sin you ever committed has been nailed to the cross and Jesus paid the price? Would you like to acquire the power that can help you rise from the problems you have here on this earth? And would you like to know that your future is secure? That's what Easter is all about. That's what being a Christian is all about. It's why Easter happened. It's God's way of saying, you matter to me. I understand everything about your life. He says, I know you. I made you. You matter to me. And he wants to have a relationship with us. Just like we saw in the skit, Jesus wants a relationship with us so that he can rescue us from the problems that life brings. If you're here today, so many people try to have salvation by accepting a religion. Or they think they can get to heaven by service. Well, if I do enough good things, I'll work my way there. That doesn't work. Or they want salvation by subtraction. Say, well, I'm just not going to do a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not going to do things that I think will keep me out of heaven. No. If being a Christian was a matter of not doing anything wrong, we'd all be in big trouble. Because none of us are perfect. Some people try to get to heaven by ritual. If I just do the right things, if I get baptized. No. If I go to church, listen, going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior makes you a Christian. And some people try to get salvation by heritage. You say, well, my family is Christian. My mother, my grandmother, they're Christians. No, it doesn't work like that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except, nobody comes to the Father except through me. To receive salvation, the Bible says we believe in our hearts. I don't have to have it all figured out in my head, but I believe it in my heart. I know that Jesus Christ walked out of that tomb 2017 years ago. I believe it. I believe it in my heart, and I confess it with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. The Bible says that is the way to salvation. I don't earn it. I don't show off for it. I don't just show up for it. It's not because my family does it. It's not even from good living. It's from receiving what Jesus has done. That's what salvation is all about. And that's why Jesus went to the cross. That's why Jesus walked out of the tomb. That's why he is resurrected, so that he could resurrect you. If you'd bow your heads and close your eyes with me just for a moment. If you're here today and you say, you know what? I believe it. I believe it. I don't have it all figured out. I don't have all the answers. I don't know how it happened. I just know it did. You can still have questions in your head, but have peace in your heart. If you're here today and you say, you know what? Today's my day to be resurrected. Today is my resurrection Sunday. Jesus was resurrected so that I could be resurrected. If you're here today and maybe you're like the girl in the skit, maybe you're still on the ground, still getting beat, still lost, still looking at other things, but today you want to call on the name of Jesus. The name above every name, the name that rises from the dead, the name that carries all power and all authority, the name that heals, the name that brings back to life dead things. That is the name of Jesus. And if you're here today and you say, I want to call on the name of Jesus, the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that's you and nobody looking around, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you down or point you out or anything like that. This is between you and God the Father. He is looking for you to say, Jesus, I believe. I believe. If that's you, I'm going to count to three. And I just want you to raise your hand up big and tall. You raise your hand, you raise your heart. And you boldly proclaim, Lord, see me, because today I see you. Oh, if that's you, one, two, three. Raise your hand up big and tall. Don't hesitate. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you see every hand in this place today, Lord. And I thank you that you walked out of the tomb for every one of these people. You walked out of the tomb for every one of us. You defeated death, hell, and the grave so that we could be resurrected again. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that you are a good God. And every person who raised their hand, everyone, say this prayer with me. Say, Father God.
I believe
Jesus
is the
Son of God, that he came, that he died, and
he rose again,
all for me,
so that my sins could be forgiven,
so that I could have power to live,
and that my future is secure.
I am born again. As of right now. Amen. Amen. Oh, isn't God good? Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want you to get a picture of Jesus from the skit. That's his name is Eddie. I want you to get a picture of him just right at that moment when you raised your hand. Jesus himself came in and started covering you. Oh, isn't that good? Just get a picture of that. You know, today, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your life story has now been rewritten. It's been rewritten. The Lamb's Book of Life has been opened. It's a real thing. It's a real book. And your name was written in it, never to be removed. You are born again. Life is never going to be the same. But you know what? This journey of being born again, it's not something we're designed to do alone. We're made to do it together. I can't do it by myself. You can't do it by yourself. And so I encourage you, before you leave here today, you know, I'm a shy person. It doesn't seem like that because I'm up here talking, but that's just the anointing of God. It's not me. I'm really in the natural. You know, if you know me personally, you know, I'm kind of shy. And I remember so many times sitting in a church service wanting so much to give my life to Jesus. But because they would call you out and make you come up front and all that, I wouldn't do it because it just terrified me. And so I said, man, if I ever get a chance to do anything like that, I'm gonna not put people on the spot, because I know there's probably somebody here, you're just like I was. And so it doesn't matter. The day will come when you will stand before many and say, I am a child of God. But today, I want to meet you where you're at. And so we have these pamphlets for you. They got a great book in them, they got info, and we just want to give it to you. So when you leave out the door, You can see these guys in the blue shirts, they'll have them. Or you can come down here and all the prayer people will have them too. We want to give it to you, all right? So don't leave here without getting it. And you can just, it's indiscreet. We used to give these big bags and I was like, those are like a big sign. Give them a little envelope, you know, you can put it, you know, if you want. Whatever you need to do. I want to meet you where you are, amen? Church shouldn't be filled with pressure. Church should be filled with love, amen? Should be filled with love. And so that's why we do it that way. So if you got born again today, I encourage you, don't leave here without at least telling one of us, hey, I'm part of the family. Amen? I'm part of the family. Every Sunday we receive an offering, and we have a saying here at BBC, it's part of our...